Got it, Rex. Okay. What's that, sorry? No, the tune's permanent. Yeah, so what car is it? No, so that'll be a constant tune in there. Yeah, no, you can't do that. If you've got mods on the car, it has to be tuned for the mods. Yeah, so there might be a high and low boost. Like you can do high and low boost on a switch, but otherwise the car will. Yeah, once we tune it, that's in there permanently. No. So you can't go. Yeah, you can't switch between like a stock tune and the tune if there's mods. Otherwise, the car won't drive properly. The only thing you can do is put a switch in there for high and low boost. Definitely not that. We've never tuned something in that sense. So the tunes are tuned straight to the ECU. It's not like on a third party thing. So we're editing the factory ECU to suit whatever mods are on the car. Yeah, I don't think you can turn the tune off. You're probably just changing between maps. Yeah. Yeah, if there's mods on the car, you can't just turn the tune off, if that makes sense. Yeah, the ECU doesn't yeah, the ECUs don't even have that capability. Is there a switch in there? Yeah, the switch might just be for high and low boost. Yeah, it's really hard to say, obviously, without seeing the car. Typically, if there is a switch that we're using for the tune, it'll be just high low boost. So one setting will be low boost for like just driving around, and high boost for when you want to give it a squeeze. Definitely not from that far, like that long ago. Yeah. No, all good. Thanks.